First Op, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Alan Cantwell. It's the 7th of May. Coming up.
Israel's powerful allies have to stop sending them arms and sending them money.
Calls for pressure on Israel to agree a ceasefire in Gaza. And three people remain in custody following a fatal shooting in Dublin. But first up this morning, Israel's accused Hamas of accepting an Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal as a ruse to make it look like the only side not agreeing to stop the fighting in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu says the details far from meet their demands. Protesters in Tel Aviv want his government to agree to a deal that would bring hostages home. Daniel Hagari is from the Israeli Defense Forces.
We are exploring every single thing that we hear, and we are exhausting the potential about negotiations and bringing back the hostages, and that is our main mission.
Oxfam is accusing Israel's allies of having blood on their hands ahead of an expected ground assault on Rafah. People were ordered to evacuate areas of the southern Gazan city before IDF airstrikes began yesterday. Oxfam's Breed McGrath says Israel would be powerless without Western support.
Israel's powerful allies have to stop sending them arms and sending them money. Those allies, they know that their money and their arms are being used to kill innocent civilians. And that has to stop right away because they are essentially aiding and abetting war crimes.
Three people remain in custody following a fatal shooting in Dublin. The scene has been sealed off for a technical examination. Alex Rowley reports.
This marks the first gangland murder in Ireland in 2024. Just after midnight on Monday morning, a man in his early 20s was gunned down on the Knocknaree Road in Drimna. Locals heard a number of shots and shouting at the time of the incident. Gardaí responding found two cars at the scene, which looked to be involved in a crash. Armed Gardaí then located three people and arrested them. Two men in their early 20s and a teenage boy are being questioned at Garda stations across Dublin. A suspicious device was discovered close to the scene on Knocknaree Court. The Army's bomb disposal team were called in to make it safe and Gardaí have seized it. A number of cars on Knocknaree Road were also damaged. A Ford Focus, which was close by, has also been seized as part of the investigation. Gardaí have appealed for any witnesses to come forward.
A motorist was caught speeding every 4 minutes over the bank holiday weekend. A road safety campaign running this weekend also caught 169 people driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. 71 people have died on the roads already this year, 15 more than the same time last year. The RSA's David Martin says driver distraction is another huge problem.
We're advising people to put the phone away. Don't look at it. Don't use it at all while you're driving. Obviously, alcohol, drugs and speeding remain big issues as well. But distracted driving, use of mobile phones remains far too prevalent.
Moving migrants in tents between Dublin's streets is not a proper plan, according to the Social Democrats. The party has hit out at the government not allowing shanty towns on Dublin streets, yet allowing tents to be erected along the Grand Canal. It comes as asylum seekers were cleared from their encampment at the International Protection Office on Mount Street last week. Sinead Gibney, an MEP candidate for the Social Democrats, says the state needs to house these people properly.
Nobody wants to be homeless, and the conditions that they're living in really are unsanitary and unsafe. And we know this from any international protection applicant who's spending time on the street. They feel extremely vulnerable and are subject to really increased danger. So absolutely, there has to be just, I really don't think we should be looking for solutions like extra police, because we should absolutely, as a state, be providing accommodation for these people.
About 60,000 people are set to benefit from an extension to the Child Benefit Scheme from today. The first payments are due to be made to parents of those aged 18 and under who are in full-time education or who have a disability. Anyone who turned 18 after May of last year and are still in full-time education will now be eligible again for the payment until their 19th birthday. Taoiseach Simon Harris says the move has been brought in earlier than planned.
These two measures are aimed to help children, to help young people and to help families and help and support education as well. We were intending to bring these measures in next September, but in recognition of the cost of living pressures being felt by many families, we've decided to bring these measures forward now to May.
Ireland had the second best April on record for wind power generation last month.
Wind farms powered 32% of Ireland's electricity last month, while the average wholesale electricity price was down 30%. Kerry produced the most wind energy, followed by Cork, Tipperary, Galway and Donegal. Noel Caniff, CEO of Wind Energy Ireland, says we need to build more new onshore and offshore wind farms.
Hopefully this is a sign of trends that will continue out over the course of the rest of the year. We're continuing to build more onshore wind energy. It's having a very positive impact in the price reductions that we're seeing currently in the market, and that will continue over the coming months. And if we want to continue to cut our carbon emissions, continue to accelerate our transition to green energy, we're going to need to continue building more onshore and offshore wind farms.
Today is World Asthma Day, and people are being warned that persistent symptoms may be life-threatening. The Asthma Society has surveyed more than 1,200 people and found over half said that their child may have an asthma attack in the last year. Some people may not even know they have the condition. CEO of the Asthma Society, Eilish Ní Chronaithe, says uncontrolled asthma can have detrimental effects.
Uncontrolled asthma means that your daily activity is regularly limited by asthma, that your sleep is disrupted by asthma, that you experience shortness of breath more than twice a week. If you need your rescue inhaler twice a week or more, excluding for exercise, and if you've had two or more asthma attacks or flare-ups in the last year where you've needed steroid tablets.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day again with us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need at newstalk.com.